Country Bob FM.
It is our heartfelt desire that you truly enjoy today's Bob Almanac, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Split Rock Coffee is the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran and owned, Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Neil, say it with me, Split
Rock Coffee.
Tuesday, and neither you or I are coffee drinkers.
No.
But I'm planning on getting some for my wife. Because she is a coffee drinker, yeah. And then I can tell you what she thinks of it.
That would be good.
And it's coffee you can drink all day, and thanks for being a part of the Bob Almanac. We forgot to mention them yesterday because I need to employ your services. I need to rely on you to remind me, because once I get into Almanac mode, I'm pretty focused. I'm in my own little cocoon here, in my own little bubble, in a trance almost. People have described it as a trance.
Well, it is similar, and I've got a note right in front of me. I'm in the remind mode.
Tuesday, October 27th, 301st day of the year, 65 days left, 64 if you just want to count full days. This was the date in 1858. Talk about stick-to-itiveness. Roland Macy, after 7 failed business ventures, his 8th one finally stuck. He opened his department store called Macy's, New York City. They're still around to this date. In fact, they bought out Our Dayton's. You know that, Neil.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it was his 8th business venture. The other 7 failed. I don't know what the other 7 were, but he finally struck on something, a department store in New York City, this date, 1858.
Wow. 162 years ago.
The year we became a state. Am I
not
mistaken?
That is it. I thought that's what you were going with when you said 1858.
No. That's for another day, Neil.
Okay.
Our patent of the day today, 1873, barbed wire.
Ooh.
Barbed wire. Joseph J. Glidden says, you know what? There's got to be a better way to keep these cattle and this livestock in their pen, in the pasture. Let's make it hurt if they try to get out. Let's bloody them up a little bit.
Right.
This was before electricity. We had electricity at this point in time, but it was before the old electric fencer, which just gives them a little zap.
Right.
This barbed wire actually, pierces the skin. Ouch. Ooh, a little prick there. Ooh, ow. 1873. 1901, boxer shorts were first introduced. Neil, can you tell me why we call them, of course, before you had the tidy whities and the briefs.
Yes.
This took the place of briefs, and now you have boxer briefs, which is a hybrid between the two, and that happens to be my favorite.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I like the combination of the two. But why do they call them boxer shorts, Neil?
I would imagine because they looked like boxers shorts.
What boxers would wear.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. 1901. 1938. Holding things in, kind of speaking of boxers and shorts and things, holding things in place for 82 years. Happy birthday, nylon.
Very nice.
Nylon, they've been holding things in place for 82 years and also for 81 years, disguising bank robbers.
Right.
And, of course, the precursor to the Spanx. DuPont announced that nylon would be the new name for its synthetic yarn. 1938.
Caught on.
It did. Still used today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is table. T-A-B-L-E.
Rara. You bet your life.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the radio version of You Bet Your Life. George Fenneman, of course, the announcer and sidekick to Groucho. 1947, it debuted on ABC Radio.
The Dealers of America presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life. The comedy quiz series.
And it moved over to TV. Must have been not too long after this.
Yeah.
A lot of the shows made their move to TV by 1950 or the early 50s. And that was this date, Groucho. I remember watching as a kid, there was a version of that show with Buddy Hackett.
Ooh.
As the host in the Groucho spot.
Ooh.
Which is pretty good because Buddy Hackett was a funny guy.
Yeah,
good character.
That's certainly. I can't believe I don't recall that.
1960, the day after it was announced that the Washington Senators were going to move to Minnesota.
Right.
1960, on this date, the American League then announced that Anaheim, a.k.a. Los Angeles and Washington, would get expansion franchises.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know this, and I don't know how or why I didn't know this, but I was looking through some old newspaper articles about the Twins and Calvin Griffith moving them here. The Twins and the Twin Cities of Minnesota were actually set to get one of those expansion teams. So we were going to get it. And I don't know. I'd never heard this before. We always just hear about Calvin Griffith. And,
yes.
Oh, boy, we got the Senators. We finally got baseball. But in this newspaper article that I was reading that was tweeted by somebody out, an old newspaper article that they search online in the archives, it said that had we not had Washington move here, the Senators would have remained in Washington, and we would have gotten one of the expansion teams. Just think how that would have changed. We wouldn't have gotten an established ball club. We wouldn't have had Harmon Killebrew. Wouldn't have had Bob Allison, Camilo Pasquale.
All those.
Just think of all those people that would have gone, how different things would have been. But the Griffiths, the Griffiths and Thelma Haynes and those people, they wanted out of Washington. It was not going well there.
I suppose.
So I don't think they would have stayed there anyway.
Senators fans got to feel the same way that we would feel about Calvin Griffith as the years went on.
And it's kind of surprising they would put a team back in there.
I know,
they had
right
been
away.
Struggling right
yeah.
away, but they'd had a team since the early 1900s. So
right.
That's our Twins commentary today, and we might hear more about the Twins later on.
We say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
This was the date that Sonny and Cher got married. They went to Tijuana, Mexico. Isn't that where everybody goes to get married?
Yes, or Las Vegas.
They divorced 11 years later, 1964. 1969, Ralph Nader set up a consumer organization known as Nader's Raiders. Now, you know Ralph Nader.
Yes.
He took down the Chevrolet Corvair, said it was not safe.
Safe.
Automobiles didn't have any safety.
No regulations, really?
Or safety regulations, safety apparatus, none of that stuff.
Hmm.
And Ralph Nader said, you know what? Because he had a friend that was in an accident, was paralyzed, and did a story. What was it? Was it a documentary or just a newspaper article? Safe, unsafe at any speed. Hmm. So he took down the Corvair and he took down the Pinto.
Wow. Okay.
Because the Pinto was exploding, as you remember.
I do.
So the Ralph Nader story starts as Nader's Raiders, and this is how it started, because he was going after Corvair and GM because of their lack of any safety precautions on their vehicles. So the GM, the heads of GM said, you know, we need to get Ralph Nader in a compromising situation. So the GM, the heads of GM hired a couple of ladies, hired a couple of women.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. At a grocery store, they confronted Ralph Nader at a grocery store, offered him, hey, want to give us a ride? Can we ride with you in your car? You know, these two beautiful women. And Ralph Nader, being an Ivy League guy, goes, oh, the light bulb went off. I'm not good looking enough, and I'm way too smart to fall for this. GM is after me. He sued GM for doing that. They went to court. He got hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he used that money to set up his Nader's Raiders.
Wow.
On the state in 1969.
Well done.
He ran for president a time or two, did he not?
Yeah.
Say it with me, Neil. Say it with me right now.
What?
Pena's in a jam.
Pena in a jam. The Twins are going to win the World Series. The Twins have won it. It's a base hit. It's a 1-0 10-inning victory.
I was there out in the left field stands. A lot of people were there. Probably, 55,000 actual. There were probably 155,000 now that claim that they were there.
So you didn't hear it live?
No, I didn't know it. I taped all those games and then watched them after the fact. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
So, 1991, Gene Larkin. He had bad knees. He could barely walk, although I don't know if his knees were as bad as Kurt Gibson.
No.
But it was still pretty heroic.
Yeah.
He goes opposite field.
And it was hit, plenty deep to get the run in.
Yes, exactly. And the infield was played in. They won it. 91 World Series champs. Jack Morris, 10 innings. Unbelievable MVP. It is still, at this point in time, a heroic effort. And certainly legendary.
And one of the greatest World Series, they say, of all time.
Yeah. Then 2004...
Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
The curse is over. Red Sox finally won the World Series 2004. They hadn't won one since 1918. It was the curse of the Bambino.
Right.
You know who helped them win that championship?
Probably David Ortiz.
And guess what? We are now, and that's Big Poppy, are now suffering from the curse of Big Poppy.
Right.
Because we let Poppy go. He eventually went to Boston, and they've had a lot of success there. And, of course, he has since retired.
And that was Jack Buck to Joe Buck.
And it was also Doug Mankiewicz catching and making that final out at first base. That was 2004, and then 3 years ago.
In a rare surgery, the doctors at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi have separated the conjoined twins at head after an 18-hour-long operation. This is the first of its kind surgery conducted in India.
30 different doctors were used in this operation to separate conjoined twins in India. They were joined at the head.
Are they still going strong?
Yes, they are.
Well,
I just saw an update on them. They're going strong, and they're making a lot of money making appearances.
Very nice.
Because they are living miracles.
Yes.
Are they not?
They are.
Birthdays.
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead. Now it's resting. All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly! I've got a nice fresh cuttlefish for you if you wake up, Mr. Polly Parrot.
Daddy moved.
No, he didn't. That was you pushing the cage.
I didn't.
That was a classic comedy bit. I mean, I don't have time, but when he's banging the parrot on the counter.
Right. It
just doesn't get any funnier than John Cleese from Monty Python and the many movies and shows and skits that he was in.
On to the James Bond, even.
Faulty Towers, Fish Called Wanda. Yeah, he was in things other than Monty Python stuff.
He was the new Q.
Yeah, he was 81.
In a way, I'm glad it's over. In another way, it turns me inside out.
He and Kenny Rogers have the best vibrato. You might also say Gary Stewart.
In a way,
wouldn't you say? The vibrato
top
style.
Top three, Lee Greenwood's my favorite.
Even Barry Gibb would say it's fantastic.
Right.
So Lee Greenwood, he's 78. That's his first ever hit right there.
That's a good one.
His first hit, It Turns Me Inside Out. Lee Greenwood, 78. Happy birthday.
It's just bing, bang, boom. One, two, three. Feeling normal as you can be. And then bing, bang, boom.
Jack Daniels. Not the whiskey.
The guitar player
from Highway 101.
Very nice.
There he is singing and playing guitar along with Nikki
Nelson.
Nikki Nelson, the one who replaced Paulette Carlson.
Curtis Stone and Cactus Mosier.
That's it. You know your Highway 101. So he's 71 today for Jack Daniels. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is a terrible mistake because I used up all my English. No, I don't know.
He was hilarious.
Oh, this is
1991, he won the Best Actor Oscar for his movie, Life is Beautiful. He's the one who jumped up onto the chair out in the audience, was jumping up and down, Neil.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Roberto Benigni.
Yes.
Is 68. The actor Jeff East. He was Huckleberry Finn in the 1973 movie Tom Sawyer.
Oh.
All you're thinking about is your own self. I don't understand you, Huck. Well, I give it 2 weeks and it just don't work. She makes me get up the same time every morning. She makes me worse. I gotta wear them fancy clothes that just smothers me. I can't smoke. I can't chaw. I gotta wear shoes all Sunday. I gotta ask to go swimming. I gotta ask to go fishing. Well, I'll be damned if I don't have to ask to do everything.
I think Huck Finn, he was a beach nut man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
When he would chaw. He doesn't often chaw, but when he does chaw.
Yeah.
Huck Finn, and of course on the opposite side of that is Johnny Whitaker, who played Jody on Family Affair.
Yep.
He was Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, Jeff East. He was also a trivia note here for you. He was the teenage Superman. 1978 Superman with Christopher Reeve, when they were showing him growing up, he was the teenage one that was racing the train.
Oh, sure.
Remember he's racing the train?
Yes.
Young Lois Lane is on the train along with the old Lois Lane from the Superman TV show.
Ooh.
Pretty fabulous, huh?
That's really good.
Finally
name is Rio, and she dances.
And by the way, Jeff East is 63. Like Huck Finn.
Wow.
Huck Finn, he would dance to the beat of his own drummer. Even more than Tom Sawyer. Don't you think?
Agreed.
Simon Le Bon. If you hear a Duran Duran song, it's Simon Le Bon singing it. He's 62 today. You got a favorite Duran Duran song? Hungry Like the Wolf is always going to be a good one for me. I've always enjoyed
good.
That one.
That one's good, too.
They did a James Bond song, too.
Yes.
Was it
View to a Kill?
So, Simon Le Bon, 62. Neil, if you had to guess, who is the Minnesota Twins' third winningest pitcher? 3 seconds.
Scott.
McGuire is left on deck. Brad Radke completes his masterpiece by striking out Jason Giambi.
Brad Radke. Wow. Happy birthday today, Brad Radke. He's 48. The
Kitty's got to be number one.
It's Cott, Blylevin, and then Radke.
Radke
won 12 straight starts in the 1997 season.
Yeah.
He'd throw strikes. He wasn't overpowering, but he'd throw strikes, change speeds, work quickly.
A little bit of a Greg Maddux style.
There you go. Great comparison there. Brad Radke, that was win number 9 for him in those 12 wins in a row.
Very nice.
And happy birthday to him. He's 48.
All right. Shall we get to the gone but not forgotten?
It would be rude if you didn't.
Sewing machine inventor Isaac Merritt Singer. In this corner, Singer, 1811. And we all grew up around Singer sewing machines.
No, we had a Husqvarna.
You did. Very nice.
Husqvarna.
Our former president of the day is Theodore, don't call me Theo, Roosevelt, Teddy, born on this day, the same year we talked earlier, where we started the Almanac, 1858. We learned what was proper etiquette from Emily Post, 1872. He was the longtime producer. You heard him mentioned often with Carson, and I think they might have had a falling out, too. Tonight Show producer Fred DeCorvina was born on this day in 1910. Remember actor Leif Erikson? Is this TV theme time?
Yeah, I do remember the High Chaparral, though.
Oh, I love the High Chaparral. You can still see it on the INSP channel.
There was an old snowmobile called a Chaparral.
Oh, yes. Leif Erikson played on that program, along with many others, 1911. What about Nanette Fabre?
This is life, the one you get.
So she played Bonnie Franklin's mother.
Oh, sure.
And Romano's mother. I can't remember something Romano, or I can't remember what her name was, but she would play every now and then. She'd also all of a sudden show up on a TV show, and she would be the mother. She was Mary Richards' mother. On Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
She was Anne Romano's mother in One Day at a Time. And then on Coach, she was Shelley Fabre's mother. No relation. They named their, and their names are spelled different. But
yes.
If you needed somebody with red hair and to play somebody's mom, Nanette Fabre was that person.
She kind of got her start, well, way back. But then in the 50s, she was in Caesar's Hour. The year was 1920 when she was born. Nobody tickles the ivory better than Hall of Fame pianist Floyd Kramer.
You were looking down your list. For a moment, I thought you might say former Secretary of State Warren Christopher playing on the piano.
It's H.R. Haldeman, actually.
So talk about the Nashville sound and the most sought-after studio musician pianist, Chet Atkins.
Sure.
Was
on
the guitar guy, and then on piano was Floyd Kramer.
For sure. He's in both the country music and the rock and roll Hall of Fame. Pretty impressive. Floyd Kramer, 1933. John Gotti, he was a mobster, and then they had a reality show with his family, right? Going Gotti or something, whatever it was, John Gotti in 1940. And then he died here in the Twin Cities. Talking about musician Scott Weiland. He fronted both the Stone Temple Pilots and then Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, he died in his tour bus in Bloomington.
Yeah, they were scheduled to play a show at the Medina.
But that got canceled.
That got canceled.
And then they were going to Rochester.
And then he died.
Drugs were involved.
Drugs were involved. Scott Weiland, born on this day, 1967, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot a NASCAR driver.
Caruso. What? And Trickle. Trickle comes just a bit ahead. And at the line, they're neck and neck, but it looked like Trickle to me.
Dick Trickle. Nice.
Forgot Dick Trickle.
Oh, one of my favorites.
I think he won this.
1941, sadly, took his life.
Oh, no.
His own life.
As they came to the line, Dick Trickle.
7 years ago.
Wow.
Wisconsin native.
Yeah, very sad.
Used to drive the Super America car when he was racing the dirt tracks in Wisconsin.
Do we know what year Dick Trickle was born?
1941.
And now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
The Tuesday Bobathon, nothing but music here. And again, the Bob FM Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Mm-hmm. Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. And if you want some of that Split Rock coffee, you better ask your grocer if they have it. And if not, tell them and ask them why not. You better get it.
Yeah. Get on the stick.
And visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online as well. Split Rock Coffee, disabled, veteran-owned.
Very nice.
Split Rock Coffee. Would you like to start the Bobathon with Winona, Tell Me Why, Carlene Carter, I Fell in Love, or Craig Morgan, I Hope He Got a Fire Permit, because it's a big one, it's the bonfire.
Carlene Carter today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.